This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 26 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your bartender of bizarre libations. All facts and reports are 100% true and genuine. So let's see now if we can make you that crazy drink called Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
A Swiss pilot has turned himself into a rocket man by strapping a pair of wings and two jet engines onto his back. A former Air Force fighter pilot, Yves Roger, aged 45, gave his carbon wings their very first test flight in Spain. He said, "It's absolutely fantastic. Much better than being a bird. I have to jump from a moving plane as I can't really take off from an airfield like a real plane. I just couldn't run that fast," he said laughingly. To land, he has to cut the engines and coast to the ground, and then uses a conventional parachute at the very last minute. Mr. Rosé spent 5 years developing his 3-meter-long carbon fiber wings for his Flying Man project, then added 2 kerosene-powered jet engines to his original wing design. He said, "After I jumped, my wings opened up just like a bird. I then glided down to about 2,500 meters and ignited the kerosene engines. There was a short period of about 30 seconds while I waited for them to stabilize, and then I began to open up the throttle. I soon realized I was no longer losing height and had achieved horizontal flight for more than 4 minutes at 100 knots, or about 115 miles per hour. Poland's Media Ethics Council has splashed out for a set of decoders so that they can watch the Playboy TV channel before banning it. A spokesman for the council said, "There is no chance in the world we would approve this, but of course in the interest of being fair, we wanted to watch it, just to make sure." Lodz-based cable operator Toya had applied for a license to broadcast the British-owned channel, but when Playboy TV refused to send tapes, the council had to buy decoders to watch the content. A North Yorkshire pensioner has set up an online dating agency for dogs. Liz Tattersall, age 62 of Selby, decided to set up the dating service after her sister-in-law, a professional dog breeder, couldn't find a suitable stud dog. She got together with her web-designing son, Tony Carson, who's age 39, and set up www.dogstogether.com. Liz said, "Like any dating service, if you are meeting other dog owners for the very first time, you want to do so in a public place, or at least take a chaperone along with you." Tony added the original idea was for a website on which people could put a profile of their dog if they were wanting to breed from it and were looking for a suitable match. All sorts of problems can arise when dogs are bred within a limited range, and this service would make available a huge gene pool from which dog breeders could choose from. But like all good ideas, once it gathered momentum, the possibilities seemed endless. The website also allows dog owners to get in contact and to organize group walks, rehome dogs, or just chat online to exchange tips. Liz said people in cities don't get to walk their dogs together that much. Hopefully they can get together through this website. An album of Stalin-era prison songs mixed together with Hawaiian-style surf music is proving to be an unlikely hit in Eastern Europe. Creator Mikhail Antipov said Gulag Tunes, which has a cover showing Stalin draped in a Hawaiian-style garland of skulls, has been flashing off shelves in Moscow. And he said thousands of copies have been ordered across Eastern Europe. He added, "We call this classic rebellious prison music Blatnai Pieshni, and I have added luau-style percussion and keyboards to it. It is so popular because the topic is very rich, and no one has ever done anything like this before." Songs include a take on the classic Venetsky Port, which refers to a network of Stalin-era prison camps and includes the lyrics, "You will lose your mind against your will. From there, there is no way back."
Bizarro Holidays.
Wrapping up your monthly observances for March, it's National Eye Donor Month, National Frozen Food Month, National Kidney Month, and National Nutrition Month. Your weekly observances conclude through the 31st with Consider Christianity Week, Doctor Patient Trust Week, Week of Solidarity with People Struggling Against Racism, National Cleaning Week. Your daily calendar of events end with, on the 29th, the Knights of Columbus Founders Day, National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day, and Texas Loves the Children Day. On the 30th, it's Doctor's Day, Fence Day, Pencil Day, and Take Your Parents to the Playground Day. On the 31st, it's Bunsen Burner Day and National She's Funny That Way Day. Your monthly observances start in April with Alcohol Awareness Month, Cancer Control Month, Celebrate Diversity Month, Community Spirit Days. Your weekly observances for April through the 7th are Laugh at Work Week, Medication Safety Week, National Blue Ribbon Week, and Testicular Cancer Awareness Week. Your daily events for April start with April Fool's Day, U.S. Air Force Day, Boomer Bonus Day, National Fun Day, Palm Sunday, Sorry Charlie Day, and Anti-Circumcision Day. On the 2nd, it's International Children's Book Day, Reconciliation Day. On the 3rd, it's Passover, Pony Express Day, and Tweed Day.
Bizarro fact.
In the state of Idaho, a citizen is forbidden by law to give another citizen a box of candy that weighs more than 50 pounds. The pop you hear when you crack your knuckles is actually a bubble of gas bursting. Stewardesses is the longest word that can be typed with only the left hand. Christmas in Brazil is celebrated with fireworks. 6 ounces of orange juice contains the minimum daily requirement for vitamin C. Human teeth are almost as hard as rocks. In a tradition dating to the beginning of the Westminster system of government, the bench in the middle of the Westminster Parliament is 2.5 sword lengths long. This was so that the government and opposition couldn't have a go at each other if all things got heated. In a lifetime, we replace our skin approximately 1,000 times. In Disney's movie Fantasia, the sorcerer's name is Yinsid, which is Disney spelt backwards. In certain parts of India and ancient China, mouse meat was considered a delicacy. Weightlifting first appeared in the original Olympic program in Athens in the year 1896. It reappeared in 1904, and since 1920, it has been permanently in the program. Orange juice helps the body absorb iron easily when consumed with a meal. Back in ancient Egypt, they paid their taxes in honey. In 1974, there were 90 tornadoes in the United States in just one day. Human thigh bones are just as strong as concrete. When you have a party at your house, be assured that at least 40% of your guests have snooped through your medicine cabinet. It was the accepted practice in Babylon 4,000 years ago that for a month after the wedding, the bride's father would supply his son-in-law with all the mead he could drink. Mead is a honey beer, and because their calendar was lunar-based, this period was called the honey month. We know it today as the honeymoon. Well, friends, that's going to wrap up episode 26 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll come back next week. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.